and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that has got everyone saying all kinds of bad words like fuck, barf,
what?
And doo-doo.
What?
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-cursors, July Diaz.
Barf.
And Tagata.
Who said doo-doo? I want names.
People are saying doo-doo. They hear our show, and they go, doo-doo.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, it's like how you might do, like, fuck, when you're just overwhelmed with something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, doo-doo.
Okay, so, cool.
How are you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling good, you know?
Sunday.
I earned us our little explicit tag already on this episode.
Oh.
And
nice.
And I'm excited to be recording a podcast with my buds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last one that we're doing for a little while.
Yeah, for a bit. And it's a hashtag Andy edition. Right?
Yeah. We got our mans here.
Our man's.
Piss.
It's Andy Pissneys.
It's the piss boy himself. Hashtag piss edition. We're getting raunchy on this one. I can feel it.
Yeah, we started off with the three worst words in the human language.
George Carlin, rest in peace. Also rest in peace. You made it sound rest like the show was ending. Yeah.
The show's not ending. Gabe is taking a trip with his lovely wife and lovely dog, and we're not gonna be recording while they're gone, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be back and we'll do more.
Yeah, stay tuned, folks.
Rest in peace.
Andy,
I miss you again.
You're here. I think you're in the Six Timers Club now.
Whoa. I was about to ask, do you know?
Any
of us know?
I think that's right.
I think the people who run the TWB Wikia will be able to tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, tweet at me.
How you doing today, Andy?
I'm doing all right. It's a lovely Sunday. I haven't seen you guys in a while. I think the last time July wasn't there, but you guys almost saw me die, I think.
You almost died?
Yeah.
No, that's not the last time. We saw you at Anastasia's thing.
Oh, that's right. I also almost died there.
July was,
you almost died twice.
I was like, I miss July so much, I can't keep going. And I tried to die, but I was bad at it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so we have seen you.
Please don't die, Andy.
Yeah, don't
all
die.
All right. Fine.
But yeah, we were with Andy at one point in what was it? Mammoth. And he got some pretty bad altitude poisoning, I think it's called.
Altitude poisoning?
Nobody knows what it really was. The doctor was
his butt fell off.
The doctor actually said that it made me stronger though. Like,
oh yeah.
He was like, this was actually good for you. And I'm like, cool, thanks. And I went home and I felt great.
Andy passed out and then we took him to the emergency room and the doctor said nothing useful.
Well, the doctor was very flippant.
Yeah.
Like, doctor, I think I lowballed when they ask you your pain level. I think I lowballed. Mm. I was like, it's like -1. And then they're like, oh, we don't care about it.
I'm not in pain. I feel great.
I feel better, actually.
Yeah.
I hate that scale. And I have a tendency also to downplay my level of pain because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm crying, like curled in the corner, doubled over in pain. So I'll say like, oh, I'm a 6. But
right.
I think that's dumb.
I agree. Yeah, we should be honest to doctors, but for some reason it's difficult too. We should, like, no one's going to be like high-fiving you for your low. Oh man, you only got a 5, nice. And you get like a cool a dap from your boy.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, my doctors always give me a cool dab and dap.
And he's your dad.
And he's my dad. Dr. Dad.
Dr. Dead,
that's
dab,
a show.
Dab, dab.
That's a show. Now that's a show.
He said, I can't perform on this guy. He's He's my son.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What? I said perform.
It's like that riddle.
Yeah. Yeah, so the dad is actually the mom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The show is actually moms.
Mom
on CBS.
MD.
Which, by the way, has some of the best marketing advertisements.
Are you talking about moms?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was.
Is that the one where there's something? Or no, Smilf. That's a different show.
That's
right?
A different okay. show. But yeah. I've
seen that.
I think I know what you're thinking of. It's like the marketing just says MILF on it.
Yeah.
And it's like there's words, but
some of the words that I also hear on this show sometimes.
Oh, like
no. Mom.
Not the big ones. We don't say those on here.
Well, I should say, you know, Andy, you know our producer so well already.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. We have history.
Robo Laura Hall is in the house as usual, and she, I think, is probably pretty glad to see you.
She gave me a...
What up?
Oh, yeah.
She's very casual with you because yeah. she knows and is comfortable with you.
I feel like she's...
Give me some dap.
Yeah. The thing is about me and daps, though, is that I give it when you really earn it. It's like it's a sign of respect. So.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
I feel like she's about to say something cool, though. So let's
give it. Yeah, bish.
Okay. That's dap.
Give
worthy.
It. Yeah, bish.
All right, calm down, Robo Laura Hall. He's our guest. Be nice.
Give it, yeah, bish.
And so, I mean, it's so nice not to even have to explain how this is supposed to work. Because yeah.
Oh,
been
I mean, well,
knows.
It's pretty clear.
Six Slimers Club.
The Six yeah. Slimers Club. He's here, and we're going to be talking about those cool things that are trending right now. Which Robo Laura Hall, by the way, is when?
How many Slimers are there, by the way? Because he's got a wife now.
The time is Sunday, April 8th, 2018, at 2:26 p.m. and 42 seconds.
He has wives?
Didn't he have he has like a girlfriend in the new one?
That's right.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Girlfriend.
So maybe they had some babies.
That's the new one's canon?
Maybe.
Because
it's
saw
a
lot of
universe.
People hashtagging that it wasn't their Ghostbusters.
Because the original Ghostbusters play other people in it, so maybe it's a different... Ghostbusters universe where Slimer is hornier than he is.
Did Kay Cannon direct that?
What?
Did Kay Cannon direct that movie?
Paul Feig,
yeah.
Yeah.
She directed Blockers.
Yeah, I've seen the Blockers coming out.
Cannon.
Yeah, that's Cannon.
That's
good.
I get it.
We got that.
I get it. But before we get into the trends, let's
hit... The best jokes are when you have to describe what you said. Those are the best.
Hey, is the movie Drumline, is that canon?
It is canon.
Best movie ever, first of all. Second of all, yes.
It has two of my favorite things. Drums, lines, together.
Truly a masterpiece, and I'm not... being sarcastic. I love that movie so much.
No, it's good. We watched it on that same weekend where Andy almost died.
Oh my God.
Did you guys watch Drumline without me?
I think you were there.
I think you were there.
Was I there? Man, something was wrong with me.
You were
on death's door.
On death's door.
So.
You were screaming at Nick Cannon like he was actually in the room.
He brought me back to life, I think, with those grooves.
Ask God is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask God to make it taste sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
So Ask a God is my segment where the readers call in or text in or list or go to twb.cool/ask and write their questions to me about whatever's happening in their lives. Andy, you've been through it. Four, yeah. Five, six, seven, eight times.
I think I asked a question early on. Like, I submitted one, and I think you guys did it on like an unreleased secret episode.
Do you remember what the question was?
Yeah, well, it was about a relationship that I was in that has since ended. So thanks a lot, Agata.
Wow. What did I do?
You blew it.
Did I give you advice that you incorporated?
No, I didn't hear advice, so I just had to, it just imploded.
I get.
But
yeah,
you're in a
sense.
Relationship now, right?
Yes,
and
I am.
It's
so
going really well.
And you have me to thank.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right, it'll work out.
What was your question? Do you remember?
It was, well, because we were doing a very bad thing that was could have ended even the strongest relationship where we are living in Long Beach together. She was commuting almost as far as Irvine and I was commuting up to Glendale. So
we were
driving and making ourselves miserable and then coming home and being like, why are you doing this to me? I have to go somewhere else. And then we did.
You were both mad about your drives.
It just was stress. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, we had to drive for like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
It sounds horrible.
Sounds less like a relationship and more like that Californian sketch on SNL.
Yeah, it was
your commuting.
And I went, what are you doing here? And then she laughed. That was one of her things that kept us together.
I don't remember what advice I gave you, but I probably would have told you to move into Disneyland and her to move into wherever her
that
job was.
Could have saved it.
Yeah, I think that. So, maybe we should have released the episode, Gabe, because we're really messing with people's lives here.
Probably. But that is an old story, and we've got a new story and a new question.
Yeah.
Submitted from the internet. What do you got for us?
This question is from Howby Creative. Hi, Agata. I just started a new job as a copywriter at an ad agency. I'm just starting out in my career and I'm finding it hard to be creative on demand. I usually write at home in my underwear and wander around my apartment, talking out loud to get ideas out.
Gross.
What are some things I can do at work to get those creative juices flowing?
Gross.
Wow, this is a great question for this episode because Andy is a copywriter.
The juiciest copywriter there is.
You got two experts
Andy,
on one panel.
Do you also work at a NAD agency?
I wish. NAD agency. Imagine what kind of place that would be.
I'm going to assume this is Don Draper. Listen, Don, first of all,
he's
call
old,
me.
But he's old. Wouldn't he be old?
Yeah, I bet he's still looking
good as hell.
I don't care how old he is. He could be 108.
Damn, it's old.
So first of all, hello. Hi, what's up? Second of all, listen, you got hired because you got what it takes. All you have to do is believe in yourself. You put your pen to your notepad and you write you write.
Let those juices flow.
Yeah. And then you kind of, you take a second look at it. If it makes a real sentence, that's good enough.
Hmm.
You did it. Andy, what do you think?
That's about it, honestly. Yeah.
Is that what your process is like?
Well, for a while, I do remember getting hired early on and then being like, what am I doing? They're going to fire. Like, how you live every second of your life.
Right.
Where you
go,
like, everyone's going to find me out. I'm a fraud.
Imposter syndrome.
No, I don't think that's right.
Pasta syndrome.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And so I understand that feeling. The lucky thing is that you can just keep doing it. Like, you can just rewrite, I think it helps to just, like Agata said, just do something, write something down, and then you'll find out, and then give it a second and you'll realize it's not as bad as you think. And then just keep doing your
thing. And everything's a draft, right? Like, don't expect it to come out perfect the first time, right?
Yeah.
You got to write and then you got to rewrite. I mean, why am I telling this person their job?
Yeah. Well, also, like, we write this whole show in advance so that we're prepared. So, what you get is, like, pure perfection.
But there's a clear distinction. We have pants on.
Yeah.
You gross, juice flowing bastard.
July, calm down, please.
You put on your pants, get your pen out, and start writing.
Maybe, like, take one of those Capri Sun juice packets and tape it to the inside of your thigh in case you need
I'm listening.
And then.
In case you feel like the creative juices are flowing.
All right.
You just take like a letter opener and stab it.
Your thigh or the
juice packet?
And then
that's to get the juice. You have some more juice in case you get low on juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drink it like this.
Yeah.
Yes. Drink it. Become that metallic surfer guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I much rather have that guy writing than a guy with no pants.
That's the thing about being a writer. You got to be liquid, man. That's what I always say.
You got to be like the guy in Terminator 2.
You got to be the Terminator 2. You got to be, remember Alex Mack? You got to be you got to be her. And then you can be successful.
Okay. Yeah. So listen, buddy, you got a lot of great advice here. You kind of owe us money.
This is the copy. Just write this.
Yeah.
It's the goo. Just write about goo. It's what he knows.
Yeah. Cool. I think we really helped him.
I think
or her.
Did.
I don't know. It could be a
Howby
lady.
Howby Creative.
Yeah.
Could be.
Email
either.
Me if you really want to think.
I don't know. What's your email?
You don't have to say it.
Go to werewolfhouse.com. All my contact info is there.
Oh, nice.
Okay, plugs are later.
No, I'm just talking about contact. Don't look at any of the other content on that site. Just the contact info.
Okay.
Time for July.
Hey, it's July's Funny Pages. That was Darcy Carden of HBO's Barry. Well, watch it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. It's good.
Good. I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
I want to see it. Andy, you know how this works. We're going to read a comic strip.
Yeah, baby.
I got three choices here. Jetpack Junior, The Adventures of Business Cat, and Bushy Tails.
I have never heard of any of these.
Adventures of Business Cat sounds like my kind of thing.
Ooh, like to see what he's okay. up to. We got a special, I guess, it seems like a special edition of Business Cat. It's titled Adventures of Regular Cat.
Oh, fuck.
And there's like a...
I don't want this.
There's a piece of paper taped over, I'm guessing, where Business was. So it's, you know, it's really last minute.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You still want to read this?
No, but I keep going.
Okay, great. There's four panels here. As always, I'll read the first three, and then we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is.
Of course.
First panel, we're at the park. We see a giant man who's naked with a face of a cat. And they're covering his bottom nether regions.
Who is
this man cat?
He's covering.
Oh, he's
his
covering
own.
His.
Oh,
own.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he has sort of like a blank face.
Okay.
And we see the silhouettes of a young maybe boy or girl and an older woman. That's the first panel.
This is a nightmare.
Second panel, we close in on the woman, and I can't tell if it's a boy or a girl. They have sort of like at shoulder length type hair. The child is holding a little stuffed bear, and they both look confused.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Probably they're looking at the man cat.
Yes.
Okay.
Third panel. We see the man cat is starting to, I guess, lick himself, and there's the words thip, thip, thip.
No, and not those words.
And then we see the older woman covering the eyes of the child. She's scared. So we'll go around and we'll guess what the final panel is.
Okay.
This is terrifying.
I have a guess.
Yes.
She's going to say to her daughter, right? It was a little girl?
Unclear.
She's going to say to her child, don't look. It's a copywriter. Because it's not wearing any pants.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
From earlier.
Don't look that's now. Don't look now, right now. Don't right now look now. That's a copywriter.
That's good. Man Cat is getting the creative juices flowing. Dip, dip, dip.
My guess is that... the mom turns to her son / daughter and says, that's your real dad.
Twist.
Good twist.
Andy? Good
twist. I think that the older woman says to her child, like, what a catastrophe, or like,
oh, no. Catastrophe?
I'm feline uncomfortable right now, or something
no.
like that.
Great puns.
Thank you.
You're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
Mm-hmm. Even you, Agana. Even you, Gabe. Especially you.
What?
Business Cat don't do puns.
Yeah, right.
Final panel, we see Animal Control arresting the man cat and putting him in the back of this squad vehicle with Animal Control.
I don't like. Maybe I'd like Business Cat, but I don't like. Definitely don't like regular cat.
I feel like this is like a like the, we are missing so much context here.
Absolutely.
Was that the end of it?
That's the end.
Oh my god.
Is this like a maybe it's a narrative
this
thing?
This was like
maybe
to cat a predator kind of situation.
Yeah. Now it's part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
I was going to ask. I'm excited.
KA7DRE, the GC Insider, says, "Oh, that's nasty."
Agreed.
Gotta agree with KA whatever the fuck.
Say what now, says, he is flexible.
Say what now? No, seriously, say what now?
He's flexible.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. There's so many comments.
It feels like the ones that we just read are people that are like trying out to be in the comic. Like they want to have their line.
My
in
favorite
it, like
are the people who like try to do a little tag at the end.
Okay, so here's an interesting one. Jacqueline Davis says, "This is the first one in a long time that hasn't made me sad."
Gotta disagree with Jacqueline.
Yeah.
This one made me very sad. Yeah.
I hope he's going to a no-kill shelter.
What?
He'll at least be fed and out of the weather. ... Yes, I am a crazy cat lady. Why do you ask?
Wait, so she's not sure if it's going to a kill shelter or not, and yet this one doesn't make her sad.
Maybe she didn't like that the man cat was just like roaming the streets alone. Like she thought that he needed to be adopted by somebody. And so she's glad that he has a chance now.
Maybe. It's possible.
Is there an email for Jacqueline?
She said cool go to Halloween.com.
Halloween, no, werewolf.
Halloween.com. I wish I had got our Halloween.com. Imagine
that's
what I could do with that.
The end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
Dunkin's new donut fries part of troubling trend of calling anything stick-shaped fries.
Oh, yeah.
Donut fries.
I don't like the editorialization in that headline.
Is this a BuzzFeed article?
No, it's from a website called The Takeout.
I'd like to take it out.
So they're saying nice. That
not on a date, to take it out like permanently. Like,
murder on a date. Yeah.
So they're saying that that anything stick-shaped is now called fries.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
I guess so, which I disagree with.
Okay.
Because pens are pretty stick-shaped. Those aren't fries.
Not a fry.
Yeah.
Though I was at the bug section of the zoo, and they were calling them fry bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They look just like a stick.
You went to the bug section.
Yeah, you know that part of it?
Yeah.
The bug area?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a big sign that says bugs over here, and it's just got, like, flies swarming
mosquitoes
around it.
Mosquitoes. Yeah.
It's really funny. There's, like, a Bugs Bunny, like, cut out in front of it.
Well, I can tell you this. If I threw a fry for my dog to fetch, he wouldn't bring it back to me. He would eat it.
That's
right.
But
he'd bring it back to you out of his little rear end.
That's true. It does come full circle because you have to pick that up.
That's true.
Wait, but if you threw a donut fry, would Louis bring it back to you?
Mm. No, he would eat it. Louis is a big fan of all starchy type foods. He loves bread. He
That's
loves
why we love him so
potatoes.
Much.
He's into it.
He's a real carb monster.
He's a real carb monster.
I've noticed he's gotten huge. He's been carbo-loading him.
He's bulked out for sure.
He's
yoked.
He went down to GNC and got one of those powder carbs in a powder situation.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just been lifting.
Damn.
Doing his glutes.
They look great, I gotta say. Great glutes.
Honestly, I'm a little, I think he should stop. He's getting too yoked.
Yeah.
You're mad that you're not the juiciest trender anymore.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah.
That was my title for the longest, juiciest trender.
Now you have no identity.
I don't.
But that's because you're called that because you always have a Capri Sun
taped to my thigh, and my other thigh has an open wound from the letter opener that I stabbed.
You keep stabbing the wrong leg.
Always.
So donut fries.
This is like
right?
a gross out episode.
It is.
Like a
Yeah, prepare yourself.
Yeah.
We started with piss.
Barf.
Barf.
Doo-doo.
What will they
now
talk about
we're talking
next?
About Dunkin' Donut fries. Yeah, I went there. They're gross to me.
I'm going
to
hork.
What do you dip that? A donut fry in? Some of that chocolate frosting?
Ooh, do you do that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know about these donut fries.
I don't know. I'm looking at a photo of them. They kind of look like little churro things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they don't really look much like fries. I guess.
They look like churros.
Yeah.
Yeah, are these
little
churros?
Little churro things, I guess, is the way I'd describe it.
Hmm, interesting. So, Dunkin' Donuts has stolen churros, Americanized them with an American name,
mm-hmm.
and now are releasing them.
Classic.
You guys want to try them? You going to try these donut fries?
I would eat one, I think.
Yeah, I'd eat it.
Yeah.
Hey. I'd eat that.
I'd eat that.
Oh, there's this catchphrase that's for the fans.
Hey, everyone. I'd eat that.
All right. We got an answer. July would eat it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know where you could fry that. I was going to say you can stick that.
Oh.
But sticks are fries
where you
now.
Could dunk. I'll just give you a place to dunk that.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Then do your catchphrase. My okay. ass.
My ass?
Yeah, that's your catchphrase.
My ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, everyone.
You're like,
I need that.
My ass.
We're just doing our catchphrases.
People love it, though.
My catchphrase has nothing to do with Gabe's catchphrase.
Oh, so you're not going to eat his
no,
ass?
No, 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 no.
Oh,
okay. We're just saying right. catchphrases.
Right. That's something that's trending for sure, okay. is eating ass. If we're going to really
oh,
get
Oh, is
gross
it really?
Yeah. I heard about it online. Don't ask
Where'd
me.
Where'd you read it? Reddit.com?
Yeah, some of the raunchier
Okay, this
subreddits.
Is the second trend, eating ass. Go, Andy.
I don't have much experience, I gotta be honest, but I don't know. You guys talking about it made it seem cool.
But you've seen this online. I've also heard it in songs, you know?
Yeah.
Eat the booty like groceries. That's a song,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
I think so.
It is.
Wow.
Hmm. I don't think anyone wants me doing it like I eat groceries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just go right into that bag. You don't even take it, put it in the fridge or
That's
anything.
Right.
Science's dream of swapping people's heads may one day be a reality.
What?
Regular cat.
It's
That's a
right.
prediction.
Wow. Why do scientists dream about doing this?
Oh, my head's so stupid.
If you could trade heads with anyone, who would you... Wait, so if you're trading heads, do you become the new person or the... Are you the... Just have a
no,
new head?
No, because your brain's still in the head.
Okay. So if you're trading heads with someone, to whom do you want your head to be transferred? I'd like to trade my head with... Andy Neese.
All right.
The pro would be that you're just taking over the other person's body then, right?
Cause I got confused. I thought you were putting a new head on your own body.
Oh.
Well, you like, are, but you...
Oh, I see.
Your brain's wait. Not in it anymore, so...
So you're keeping your face...
It's not.
But you're in a new body?
Yeah. You've got your head on a new body.
Huh.
Yeah.
But your brain's not in the same head?
No, it is.
Okay, okay. So then
you're just okay, you're putting your head on a new body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
So you want my body. I thought you
I want
okay.
your body, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
There's some issues with it. I before it happens, I got to warn you about some stuff.
Okay. I choose Louis then cuz he's yoked.
That's true. I think Louis would
imagine
like to have
it,
July
I wonder
too.
That would be a, maybe a better comic is a man
dog
with, like yeah a guy with his head on an animal rather than an animal's head on a body.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a centaur, right?
Almost.
Oh.
Well, a centaur is
a
weird.
Torso.
Yeah, because it's like a full torso.
A
it's
full
not just
torso.
A head.
That's right.
But
it
imagine if it was
centaurs are yoked.
Imagine if it was just a little head sitting on top of a, like the front of a horse.
A little scientist head. Yeah. Ooh, finally, I want to be a centaur.
Can truly run free.
Well, if they do that, you know what I'm going to start doing is smoking. Because then.
Oh.
I don't give a shit what happens to my lungs. Just cut off my head and put them on some new lungs.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Smart.
Nice.
Smart.
Agata, who'd you trade heads with?
I think I think, well, my head's kind of small, so I think I'd probably go for like the most like comical body to put it on. Oh, or yeah. Look like a tiny
Diesel.
Like, no, maybe like a Shaq.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that'd be good. That's good.
Because, you know, I mean, we've all seen his shoes, right?
Yeah, they're big.
So,
oh, can, yeah. His shoes.
Yeah. I mean, he wears like, what, size 18 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Imagine what you could do with those things.
Imagine.
I want to. Want them to be my shoes. July, what do you think?
About what? About you being Shaq? I love it.
No, about who would you put your head on?
Oh, Louis.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I can't think of it. I think I just want to watch, see what happens with Agata on Shaq's head. Honestly, Agata dunk. That's like one of my dreams.
I would love to dunk.
And doing Shaq Fu.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean,
remember when he had sodas?
Yeah.
Sprite?
Soda Shaq?
No, oh no, you were talking about something else.
He had like, it was like a lemonade.
You just saw him drinking a spray and you're like, hey, Shaq's got a soda.
I saw a picture of him enjoying a spray.
Allow me some Sprite.
I want to drink some Sprite. Hey, that's pretty good, Shaq.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's me, Shaq.
Hey, I didn't know I could do that.
Hey, it's me, Okada. Hey, I'm going to do a dunk and then talk about some turns.
Imagine.
I think my you know, my voice would be the same. I'd have the same voice box.
Interesting.
Okay. My name's Agata. Yeah, I have the same voice box.
It's my voice still.
Yeah. It's all accurate sounding.
Well, I'm glad that scientists are working on this personally.
I got a new character. Yeah, that's cool. And now I have a new character for my SNL audition too.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd love it to meet the like giant baby.
I like how
yeah, imagine.
I like how niche your like Andy Niche.
Yeah, that's what they call me that.
Your characters for your SNL reel are gonna be Shaq as Agata.
Yeah. That's gonna be, but people are gonna, yeah, it's, Lauren loves that shit. Yeah.
He
doesn't always laugh, but when it's like Agata related, he can't help but just bust.
He can't help but bust his fucking. Oh my god, he's like rolling on the floor.
Love the guy.
He shoots popcorn out of his mouth. You guys heard?
Because he loves
popcorn. He eats a lot of popcorn.
Yeah.
We all know that about Lauren Michaels.
Shout out, Lauren. We know you listen.
Shout out.
I'm available.
Yo, dog. You owe me $10.
Yeah.
True story.
Andy Niche.
Rest in piss.
So, Andy, we've reached the end of the show. It's the time where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about something we talked about on the podcast.
Oh, man.
You know how it works.
I do. I forgot because you guys stopped for a while. I think I didn't
We've
haven't done.
We've never stopped.
I haven't
They've
done
never
one in
skipped
a, while.
A single episode.
That's not true.
Oh, I
no,
think
it
we
really
did
is.
Stop once.
I feel like
when?
I didn't do it on one or a couple of mine.
I decided to stop for a little
yeah,
while, and then
true.
Too many people complained, and I brought it back.
Yeah,
I think I complained too much, and now I have to do this shit. let's do it about cats.
We usually let Agata.
I thought that's what you're asking me.
No,
fuck. I don't want to. Cats are dumb. I want to do what Agata wants to do.
Agata, of all the things we talked about this week, can you think of besides eating ass? Because I don't.
I was gonna do that one. You already. You
right.
can read my mind.
I'm not gonna restrict you. Any topic we talked about on this show, what should we hoe down about?
Eating ass.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, we heard eating ass. Thank you.
Oh, I think I heard eating ass. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Hey, eating ass is gonna be my death. It also is the cause of my bad breath. This is a bad song. I don't want to sing this. I would rather be giving analingus.
I'm finally a centaur. My day's complete. I'm gonna put my centaur tongue in my ass. I love it so much. I hate doing science stuff. Now I'm roaming the earth. Eating ass.
I am so hungry, I think I will check the fridge. Don't think I want to drink a beverage. Oh no, there's no more food, I think I'm gonna cry. I ate all my ass and now I'm gonna die.
Hey!
I did it.
What else is in the fridge? Purple stuff and Sunny D.
Hey, what the hell? Who drank this from me?
I think I'll have something else.
Ooh, somebody left me some ass.
left me some ass. Upon the shelf.
Oh, there you go. Ass from the
That
shelf.
Was the most disgusting and best hoedown we've
that
ever done.
That was beautiful.
I kind of have shocked myself with my shack and my little verse.
That was good.
That was good. Good
job. Lauren, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
He usually emails us a summary of what he thought of each episode.
Well, the episode was pretty good.
Good Dr. Evil impression.
Thank you. $2 million.
Whoa. Nice. It's nice. Even better.
Yeah.
Allow me to hop into my penis-shaped rocket ship. He has that, right?
Yeah. What is that?
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
It's Dr. Evil.
Oh,
wiener,
right.
Wiener.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants a wiener? Everybody remembers
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Wiener.
It's like private. Get over here, and then it's like a army guy.
Yeah.
And other good jokes. You guys remember any other parts of that one?
We went into it pretty in depth on the last episode, to be honest.
Zip it.
Zip it.
Scotty Donk.
Taka 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 taka.
Oh, yeah, he does the Macarena. Mm-hmm. Freaking lasers. That's funny stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Remember the beginning of Goldmember when they got all those great celebs?
Oh, man, I do.
Yeah, Cruz.
Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
Spacey.
DeVito.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
This was a
exciting.
Fun one. We got it
lot
done.
Of, yeah.
Tight ep.
Tight.
Very
kept
tight.
It fast. We had a hard out, and so it's a maybe shorter.
We crammed a lot into it, though.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, you bet we did.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, go to werewolfhouse.com, but this time you could click all around anywhere you want. It's my site. Enjoy. Click wherever you like.
Could you not click anywhere before?
I told them that they only were allowed to look at the contact part because I was
that's right,
I
that's
wasn't
right,
trying
that's
to
right.
plug. I just wanted someone to
this
email
is like
me.
An interactive storybook thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's like you go in and you try and escape a werewolf house and you have to make decisions on how you're going to defeat the werewolves and survive. And I made music. There's music on it. There's words. It's a Squarespace powered site.
Is your Muzak
nice.
On it?
Yeah, well, like backing tracks.
Nice.
Yeah,
right.
Cool. Right.
But it's scary. It's like music with like 3 Ks or something.
Oh, so that is scary.
So you, yeah, it's very scary for multiple reasons. So you go to the site with all the lights off at night.
Yeah, of course you have
yes.
to. Full moon,
mm-hmm.
and then you go, "Oh, I'm Ooh. Having fun online."
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
What? Oh, hey.
Careful with that letter opener.
And a special Trends with Benefits exclusive. Keep an eye out. This Arbor Day, Werewolf House may return.
The fuck?
For the scariest holiday, even scarier than Halloween, which is when the last one premiered.
Oh, my
Arbor
God.
Day, the tree.
I'd eat
the
that.
Tree.
When is Arbor Day?
April 27th.
Okay.
427. I got it. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I want to plug a good poached egg. I like when the yeah. middle's runny, but the outside's like fully
yeah
white.
You want hard. The yellow part to be runny, but you don't want to see any of that white part runny. That's disgusting.
Yeah, totally. We're on the same page.
Exactly.
Check that out.
July, anything to plug?
Yeah, check out this podcast I did. I don't know when it's going to come out, but check out... Big Dumb Science Nerds. That's not the name of the podcast. Second Team, I was on both of those podcasts talking about podcasting. So that find that on iTunes.
What's cool. the name of the first podcast?
I think it's called Big Dumb Nerds.
Okay.
That's probably that's not sad. True, though.
It's rude. What are you talking about my friend July like that for?
Cool. You have some shows coming up at Inner Sanctum in the coming weeks, but they might be over by the time.
Yeah.
But they'll come out next month. July always has some 2 shows monthly at the Inner Sanctum.
Yeah, yeah. Check me out at the Sanctum. I'll be there.
Rebel Laura Hall, we don't have a ton of time. Do you have a quick plug?
I think she's getting ready to say something. She's almost about to talk.
Cock blockers, it is canon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's out funny. In theaters now.
Out in theaters. Saw it. It's great. It took Rebel Laura Hall. She loved it.
Oh, you took?
Nice. You took her out on a...
As friends.
Okay, okay.
I've been asking her. She never wants to go with me.
As friends.
Name of the episode.
That's a good name.
Hashtag as friends.
I'd like to plug... Wait, did she do it? Oh, she did it. Okay. I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on Sunday nights on Amazon Prime, right after Sneaky Pete.
Ooh. Sneaky.
Sneaky.
Wow.
And we can be found on the
Sneaky
web
Pete's
at twb.cool. Hey, if you've been going to http://twb.cool, we got it at the S. We're HTTPS now.
Whoa.
Ooh, secure.
Secure. So
we won't steal your information now.
We were before, so sorry about that.
Please subscribe and rate and review us on the various apps. There's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher. There's probably more. Thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for our theme music, interstitial music. Find more of his great tunes at clotworthy.bandcamp.com.
Good. Very good stuff.
Thanks again
He's
to my...
He's on Spotify too, I think. Sorry.
Nice.
Get him on Spotify. Get him on Bandcamp. Get him on SoundCloud. Check him out on this show a few eps back. Also, thank you to my awesome co-host, Jelaya Nagata.
Aww.
So nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks to our amazing
thank you guys.
Guest,
Andy
Fun
Nies. Stuff.
Thank you.
Come back again soon.
You bet.
Thanks to you, the readers, for reading this whole episode.
We love you.
We love you. And a bye.
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 Bye. Bye.